As the evening light fades across the water, a crowd has gathered below the curved ship-like walls and lighthouse gazebo of Wrangell's Mariners Memorial.
Memorials are a very important part of a healthy community.
Memorial Board President Jen Miller Yancey stands behind a red ribbon stretched across the memorial's walkway.
As they help link the past to the present and serve as a source of important community history. Memorial spaces offer a place to grieve, heal, and celebrate. That's what we're here to do today. We are honored to present Wrangell Mariners Memorial as a place of remembrance and retelling of our stories for generations to come.
The road to the ribbon-cutting ceremony has been long. It's stretched over decades, tens of thousands of dollars in community fundraising, and several high school senior projects. Miller Yancey says it's a true community endeavor. Locals donated time, money, and expertise. The local government funded the design and provided a nominal lease on the land.
It's with our whole hearts our board recognizes the community of Wrangell, all this volunteer effort, unending support, and genuine positivity toward the construction of Wrangell Mariners Memorial.
The Mariners Memorial Board held its first round of applications for memorial plaques earlier this year. 43 plaques were placed on the steel walls of the memorial in early September. Some have an anchor indicating a mariner that died at sea. Others simply remember mariners who spent their lives in, on, and around the water.
Because of our close relationships and families, we can really exercise our compassion and our kindness and be a part of people's grieving process.
Board member Gig Decker emphasizes the value of having a place to grieve, both personally and as a community. Decker's two children, Sig and Helen, died in a car accident a few years ago on Mitkoff Island. They were on break from commercial seining that summer. Their memorial plaques sit next to each other on one of the walls.
The whole business of retelling our story and being able to remember the people in our lives that have been important, that have had a big part of the sea, and allowing that to come forward and to help create the fabric of the history of our little community is really, really very, very important.
John Martin, also a memorial board member, agrees.
My brother Sid has his place on the wall. My father Sid has his place on the wall. And my stepfather Gunnar has his place on the wall. So as they say in the old country, Gunnar's cheese, Gunnar's cheese, Gunnar's cheese, ho ho.
The 43 names memorialized in the first round of plaques will be read out at next year's Blessing of the Fleet. Wrangell Music students and music teacher Tasha Morse perform Amazing Grace in honor of those names. As they sing, a hole breaks through in the gray clouds, unveiling an orange sunset. Borough Manager Jeff Good says every aspect of life in Wrangell is touched by the sea that surrounds the island.
And at its core, Wrangell is and always has been a fishing community, and the water is our lifeline. Whether through our food supply, our staple day-to-day products, or through recreation, our harbors and ports are the conduit. The location of this memorial, clearly identifying a safe harbor, is ideal.
Good, who retired as a Coast Guard captain in 2020, ends with words from Sailor's Rest by D.R. Block.
When my sailing days are over and I sail the seas no more, I shall build myself a refuge by the ocean's murmuring shore. As I watch the foaming breakers when the tides come rushing in, I will contemplate a lifetime with its virtues and its sins. Where the azure of the heavens meets the undulating blue, where the sweeping soaring seagulls flies in its endless quest for food. It is there I will rest when my work on earth is done, at the endless blue horizon beneath the crimson setting sun.
Juneau-based landscape architect Christopher Myrtle designed the memorial.
A little over 10 years ago, I was working on the Wrangell Waterfront Master Plan, and someone showed me a wonderful watercolor of the pavilion and said, "Chris, we need some help designing our new Mariners Memorial. Would you help us?" And as a landscape architect, designing a place such as this is such a huge honor. It's also a huge challenge. How do I embody the spiritual, the celebration, the sacred space that needs to be made into this memorial?
He says the design's inspiration came from the community of Wrangell.
For me, and honestly, this project probably has more meaning than any other project I've worked on. You've got a great community. You take care of each other and you come together. I've never seen a community rally and put something like this together on your own. So this really is a testament to what a great community Wrangell is, how important this memorial is, and it was a great honor to work on this. So I say thank you very much.
He and board member Brennan Eagle, who's been with the project for a decade, hold up a giant pair of scissors together.
Okay, it's officially open.
Community members rush up the incline of the memorial to examine the new plaques, eat refreshments, and admire the memorial in the last of the day's sun. Near the entrance, Laura Larson stands, looking a little misty-eyed.
I think it's a beautiful thing, and it's a perfect spot, and I think that a lot of people appreciate it and will come out here and remember their loved ones. I want to get a plaque for my dad, I think. He had so many boats. Just be nice to remember my dad that way.
The community of Wrangell finally has what it's worked decades for, the glowing point at the end of the harbor, a tangible place to feel grief, to remember loved ones, and to wish beloved mariners still sailing the seas safe passage at the start of each fishing season. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.